District 54 Representative Mike Kohler represents Wasatch County and Park City at the State House. He told the Heber Council members the state anticipates receiving nearly $1.5 billion in American Rescue Act funds. He thinks the process for determining which projects or programs get the money will be extensive.
The list of groups that are coming in, both cities and others that are not municipalities or entities, are asking for the money. It appears that the state's going to be very careful, at least the leadership's talking about postponing almost all of it until a little bit further on as they develop through the interim and then maybe even the next session, a process rather than blow it. We have 3 years to spend it, but it doesn't hurt to get some projects in the works that you might be thinking about and develop a presentation.
Kohler said they've been trying to get some of the funding for the Heber Valley Railroad.
Train's behind on track maintenance. We've worked on that for 20 years, trying to get some kind of ongoing support. They're doing well to keep themselves afloat, but not having enough to maintain it as they should. And we worked on last year. There are several legislators who are against entities like this. In fact, many of them would like to sell it, make it private, or get rid of it.
UDOT presented the plans for an environmental impact statement, which would consider the future construction of a Heber City bypass road. Kohler said UDOT would run a model that will be the lowest possible cost.
As an entity, if we and county and the cities get together and actually present a unified plan, you'll get something that you want, even though it may not be the lowest cost. County's made an effort to start to accumulate some of the bypass areas, as has Heber City. Right before the Olympics, they improved the road into town, and they did that because Heber City Main Street didn't want to lose the business. And everybody knows that we watched I-15 develop some of these towns that were bypassed. The first presentation I saw would go from River Road exit to the gravel pit and totally bypass Heber.
House Bill 98 was vetoed. If signed into law, it would have allowed a building applicant to hire a third-party inspector to conduct inspections and issue occupancy certificates in some circumstances.
But it's going to come back in some form. Probably there's some effort next year to do it for commercial buildings as well. Now, not to suggest that all towns and cities and counties have trouble with building development processes, but if you've been in the development business very long, you understand that. I've been on both sides, where I'm trying to get a project through and working on one now that's frustrating as can be. I've been on the other side where there are reasons why there are times that it takes and there's rules to be followed to make it consistent. Somewhere we've got to get that together, and there are places in the state that were illustrated where the abuse of power on the development side against some was pretty obvious.
Kohler expects the bill will return in some form next year. Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.